Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. Thank you for downloading. Today, we are going to talk about undertime, or what management likes to call undertime, and I like to call opportunities to get your route squared away. So, have you ever borrowed somebody else's truck? Maybe your truck was down for the day. You borrow their truck, and their truck is immaculate. It is like armor all on the dashboard, and there's no dust, and there's no grime built up in the corners and all that stuff. How in the world do these carriers keep their trucks so clean? Well, I'll tell you, because I am one of the carriers who keeps their truck clean, and it took me a long time to learn it. The way you keep your truck clean is by taking the time that it takes to keep your truck clean. So this is something that's built into your route, or at least it's supposed to be. This is part of maintaining your route, is to keep your truck clean, keep your case clean and organized, to make sure your forms are all stocked up, to do all these little things. You know, in our local agreement, it says that the trucks are supposed to be kept clean on the outside in the same manner that they're kept clean on the inside. Now, what that means is kind of debatable because we have a service that cleans the outside of the truck, or at least we did. I haven't seen them in a while. Maybe we don't. If you know what the current status is of our cleaning service in Las Vegas, send me an email, classesofmail@gmail.com. Anyway, but the only way the inside of the truck is going to get cleaned is if we clean it ourselves. And that's something that just takes time to do. Same with your route. If your route has maintenance that needs doing, you're supposed to take the time to do that maintenance. And you see people whose cases and trucks and routes are an absolute disaster. They're a total mess. There's crap piled everywhere, and it's all disorganized. And the issue is that they're not taking the time to get that stuff done. And the argument back would be, well, I don't have the time. I got to get my route finished. Guys, that's what I'm here to tell you, is doing those things is part of getting your route finished. You have to do all the things you need to do to keep your case in order, keep your route in order, keep your labels in order, keep your forwards in order, and keep your truck in order. All of those things have to be done. And when all of those things are done and the delivery of the mail, that's what your route is supposed to be adjusted to for 8 hours. So in the long term, that's really what you should be working for, is how long does it take for me to do this route properly? There was a period where I bid on a park and loop route that I really liked the neighborhood. Most park and loop is in pretty unsavory neighborhoods, but this park and loop was in a nice middle-class neighborhood. It was quiet. The only problem with the route was it was 45 minutes too long. And so I had a choice. I could try to cut corners, I could try to rush and get that route done in 8 every day, or I could just do the route the way it's supposed to be done, and it takes me 45 minutes longer each day, and that's just what the route takes. And of course, I got pushback from management, and they did not like that I was asking for 45 minutes of overtime. They would say, but your volume is like right at reference. Yeah, that's right. At reference volume, it takes me 8 hours and 45 minutes. Because I was doing all these other things. I had this apartment complex, and those labels were immaculate. And the boxes were clean, and the truck was clean, and my case was clean. Guys, when you look at your case, look down in the lower right, the bottom shelf, all the way to the right. And you'll see these little letters on the case that say ANK, NSN, IA, UTF. That's where your carrier endorsed mail is supposed to go while you're casing your mail. Well, if you look down there and there's just a big jumble of like crumpled up papers and tissues and special notice cards for forwards that have been expired for 3 years, then you need to start taking the time to clean that stuff out. And that is time that is valid on your route. You may not be able to get overtime approved because you need to clean your case, but you get overtime approved for how much mail you have, and, you know, that's part of your duties. And, you know, on that same note, if you have what management calls undertime, those are the days especially that you're going to take that time and you're going to clean up your route. You're going to clean up your truck. Sometimes I know you finish early, you got a half hour to kill. That's what you're going to do during that half hour. And that fills out your day, gives you that honest day's work for an honest day's pay. All right. That's all I got for today. Thank you for listening. Be safe out there.